Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. I'm glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are going to be continuing to share with you a proof of the fruit of love in our life. We've been talking about developing the love of God in you, and we're talking about the proof of the fruit. If you have this in you, then you are developing the fruit of love in your life. If you do not, then you need to get in the Word of God and start doing these principles so that you have the proof of the fruit of love. Remember, if we don't have love, we are nothing. We don't want to walk through our life and not be bringing forth what God has commanded us to bring forth, which is the fruit of love. It is a commandment, remember, a commandment of God. It's the rule and authority in your life, and you need to let love rule and reign in everything that you do. Let's review what we've talked about yesterday in the last broadcast. Proof of the fruit of love. Number one, we are to love God with all of our heart, soul, and might, every bit within us. Two, we keep His commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments. Proof of the fruit is you keep His commandments. Third, we love not the world. The Bible says in 1 John 2:15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. We don't value the world. It has nothing to offer us. We are going to walk contrary to the ways of the world because we're walking in the ways of heaven. Praise God. Four, we keep his sayings, and we are a doer of the word. The Bible says, he that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. We must keep the word of God and be a hearer and a doer of it to show that we really love God. Fifth, we keep ourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jude verse 21. Continually keep yourself in love and don't let yourself deviate or draw away from any areas of love. Sixth, there's no fear in us. 1 John 4:18, there's no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Therefore, in the measure that fear has been eliminated from you, is the measure that love has been developed in you. And so you should be eliminating fear and developing in the love of God in your life. A seventh area is there's no stumbling in us. 1 John 2:10, the Bible says he that loves his brother abides in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. The next area is that love covereth all sins. Proverbs 10:12 and Proverbs 17:9 says of how the one who covers a transgression seeketh love. If we're walking in love, we're going to cover others' sins. We're going to learn to cover over their mistakes. We're not going to strife or get into gossip or critical or be negative. We're going to cover over transgressions. The next area is we're going to speak the truth in love, and we'll grow up in Christ. God wants you to always speak the truth, but be sure you speak it in love, not with harshness, not with a negativism, not within a way that would be hard to be received, but do it in love. Next area is receiving love as it is the commandment of God. You must receive the love of God as a commandment. You put it as the rule and authority of your life. And what goes along with that is another principle is being a true disciple if you have love one toward another. People know you're a true disciple of Jesus if they see the love of God flowing out of you. So that's another proof of the fruit of love in your life. We also should love ourselves, value ourselves, see ourselves as valuable and precious in God's sight, praise God, and in our sight. We love the neighbor as ourself, praise God. Another area is rooted and grounded in the love of God. Paul prayed that in Ephesians chapter 3, that we be rooted and grounded in love. It's to be the foundation of our life. Also, love is to be abounding in us. 1 Thessalonians 3:12, we saw the scripture, the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do towards you. We're supposed to increase and abound in the love of God. Another principle, we bless our enemies if we have proof of the fruit of love in our life. God says we're to love our enemies and bless those that curse us, do good to those that hate us, and pray for those that despitefully use us and persecute us. Another principle is you never hurt or injure anybody. In Romans, the Bible talks about in chapter 13, verse 10, that love works no ill to its neighbor. Another principle is we're going to be an edifier. We build up people. 1 Corinthians 8:1, do you build up people? If you do, then that shows the fruit of love. If you tear down people and you're critical and you're sarcastic and negative towards them, then you are lacking in love. You also are a servant to others as well. The Bible says that by love we serve one another, Galatians 5:13. In the measure that you're a servant is the measure of the fruit of love developed in your life. Another principle, we hold up one another. We never tear them down. We forbear or hold up one another. Ephesians 4:2, we hold up one another in love. Another principle, over in Philippians 2, we comfort others and show tenderness. God wants you to be comforting and showing tenderness. That means we're not going to be harsh. If you have a harshness about you, you are lacking in developing the love of God in your life. If you have a pure heart and a good conscience and unfeigned faith, otherwise you're real, you're not fakey, you are really showing forth a true, genuine love, then that shows the proof of the fruit of love. Your steps should show forth love. We're to walk in love. It is a step-by-step process. We also preach Christ out of love. Every time that you minister to people, it should be motivated by the love of God, never any ulterior motives. We never do it with contention or strife, but we always do it with an attitude of love at all times. Another thing over in Hebrews 10:24, another principle, we're to provoke one another unto good works and to love one another, to stir each other up. We sure stir each other up, provoking us unto love and to good works, praise God. Therefore, you should be one who stirs people up to love. Never be one who stirs people up to anger or bitterness or unforgiveness or negativism. You got to watch your mouth that you don't speak negative things. If you speak negatives a lot and you're one who pulls people down, then you are lacking in the love of God. Also, we show love to all our brothers and sisters in Christ. 1 Peter 2:17, love the brotherhood. We also have fervent love. A white, heated love is what that means. 1 Peter 4:8, we have fervent charity among ourselves. I mean, we're on fire with the love of God. You should be full of love, abounding in love. Also, whatever you do is to be done in love. 1 Corinthians 16:14, let all your things be done with charity. If you're a lover, you are a giver. John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave. If you are selfish, then you're a taker. God wants you to be one who walks in love, and you are a giver, giving out to one another. You also know that your obligation to all men is to love them. Romans 13:8 is to owe no man anything but to love one another. What do we owe? What's our debt to mankind? To show forth love. We also show no respect to persons. James chapter 2. God doesn't want you to have any respect to persons to anybody. Out of 1 Corinthians 13 in the love chapter, we see many principles showing the proof of the fruit of love. We are long-suffering to all. That means you don't write people off, but you're consistent, long-suffering in the face of circumstances or in the face of situations that haven't changed. You show an active kindness, looking for a way to be constructive. You also are not envious or jealous. You also are not boastful. You don't speak about your own achievements or brag about your own abilities. That shows an attitude of pride. You're not prideful, puffed up. You don't think you're so important or you're superior or better than another. That shows the proof of love in your life. You're not rude or unmannerly in speech or conduct. You're not selfish or insist on your own way or rights. You don't pursue selfish aims. You don't try to manipulate people. That's another point showing that you are developed in the fruit of the proof, to have the proof of the fruit of love in your life. You're also not easily angered. You're not irritable, resentful, or provoked easily. You don't keep any score of wrongs. You don't hold grudges. You don't pay attention to a suffered wrong. You hardly even notice when others do you wrong. That's the true love of God. That means you're not going to have any unforgiveness or resentment or bitterness. You don't think on negative things about what people have done. You also are never glad when others go wrong in action or behavior. You rejoice when good things happen and right and truth prevails in one's life. You cover over with silence people's mistakes, and you don't talk about rumors or gossip or slander. You believe the best of every person, and you maintain hope in all circumstances, persevering, staying under in every circumstance, and you have faith in God's love because you know that love never fails, praise God. God wants you to be a person who walks in love at all times. You learn to lay down your life for the brethren. You speak the things that are right. You see one another as valuable and precious. And you refuse to allow any kind of hatred for your brother. You don't judge one another. You're not complacent to sin as well. That's another point. Matthew 24:12, the Bible says, iniquity abounds. Because of that, the love of many, many shall wax cold. Don't let iniquity get a hold of you and affect you. Also, because of the fact that God's delivering you, you set your love on Him. I'll tell you, God wants you to set your love on Him, and He will deliver you and set you free. Now, Psalms 97:10, another proof of the fruit of love is, if you love the Lord, you'll hate evil. We should hate everything that is evil. Over in Psalms 119, we hate vain thoughts, but the law, the Word of God, do we love. We hate and abhor lying, but the Word of God is what we love. Our soul is going to keep the testimonies, and we're going to love them exceedingly if you really have the love of God. This is proof of the fruit of love in your life. Also, if you are really walking in love, then you are going to be preserved by the Lord. The Bible says in Psalms 145, verse 20, the Lord preserves all them that love Him. As you walk in the love of God, God will preserve you. He'll protect you. Proverbs 8:21, it says, I cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I'll fill their treasures. God will bless you. He'll bring substance and treasures. He'll meet all your needs. He'll give you abundance if you are walking in love. We also don't bite or devour one another, but instead we love our neighbor as ourself. Galatians 5:14. Also, we walk in love in our home. Husbands are to love their wives. Wives should be showing forth love back and submitting to the husband as unto the Lord. And it's so important that we walk in love, and love rules our home. Praise God. Don't be one who's lost your first love. Let Jesus be the first and only love in your life. First love, most important thing that is valuable and precious above all else. We're not going to have any other gods before Him. Also, we need to receive His correction. The Bible says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Receive it. This is also fruit of the proof of love working in your life. Are you developing in love? Do you have the love of God? Do you have this proof of the fruit of love? If you do, continue it. If you don't, get in the Word and start doing it and let God develop it in you. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today,